Do you spend a lot of time in planes, trains, and automobiles? Then you should try an audiobook. Audiobooks can help you read on the go. And Penguin Random House Audio offers innovative professional tips from successful business influencers such as Charles Duhigg and Sheryl Sandberg, or turn off your work mode and relax with a novel by Jonathan Kellerman or Steve Barry. Visit tryaudiobooks.com for more listening suggestions.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. The Starwood deal sees a new twist. Money Beat's financial food fight breaks it down, coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to the food fight. Paul Vigna, Stephen Grosser here with John Carney, Telus Demos, and from Boston, Chuck Jaffe. Gentlemen, how are we all doing today?
Fantastic.
Let's talk quickly about an actual news story. Let's talk about this crazy Marriott Starwood Hotels deal. Chinese insurance company Anbang comes in. Total bidding war between them and Marriott for Starwood. I keep saying Star Wars. Starwood. And then Anbang. Is it Anbang?
Anbang.
From Jersey, I'd say Anbang.
That's how I pronounce it. The first time we brought it up on the podcast, that's how I pronounced it the whole time.
Right.
It's wrong.
They come in, drive up the price, and then drop out.
This is very mysterious. Their explanation for why they backed out was a total non-explanation.
Yeah, they didn't explain it
really
at all.
They had decided to withdraw their bid due to various market factors.
Yeah.
Which is, what happened that you had financing a couple days ago, and then you're bidding it up, and then suddenly you don't? I mean,
so what's the speculation as to what the real reason is?
Well, I mean, there's the funding of it. I mean, they bought a lot. They bought the Waldorf Astoria. They were Blackstone. And their ownership is fairly opaque, as we wrote about in profile of them earlier this week. So maybe
the Chinese opaque is putting it politely.
Yeah, maybe the ownership of the company which is thought to include
one of the 30 owners.
Include a lot of some portion of probably officials in the Chinese government and stuff like that. We're like, no, we don't want this deal to go through.
The synergies between insurance and luxury hotels was not.
Well, they were going to be the new Berkshire.
Right?
They're going to be the new Berkshire. You using the insurance money you make from the insurance, invested in U.S. hotels.
But even that, the money dried up. What's really confusing is what the decision making process here is. Right? How did you think you had the funding? At one point, and then suddenly, it's not like they got outbid, right? We need to be clear about what happened.
No, they were ahead.
They were ahead.
And most people thought Marriott wasn't going to be coming back with, I think, a higher offer either.
And, I think that's got to be troubling to, this is going to have repercussions down the road.
Now, and you can be accused of manipulating the market by doing that, right? Like, if you knew that you didn't have the funding and you were making this bid, pure and simple market manipulation.
And Starwood basically came out and said, okay, well, we're pretty much going to go back to the Marriott bid. If I'm Marriott, that bid doesn't exist anymore. There's $400 million coming to me as a result of the fee, and now we'll talk about what we're going to bid next.
And let's be clear, Marriott shareholders seemed to want Marriott to walk away with that $400 million.
Absolutely.
Because the shares are down. And, if I'm Marriott, I think I would do that and go back to my previous bid.
Right.
I mean, and see if, Anbang wants to come back or another one.
Well, if that, remember the previous bid, you now know that the other big bidder is not out there. So what do you do, right? You might not even just go back to your previous bid. You could bid even lower because you're not worried about somebody else coming in and bidding more for it.
Hyatt? Was Hyatt the one that was involved before?
I'm not sure. I believe Hyatt was exploring that deal. I mean, I think the other thing going forward is next Friday, Starwood and Marriott shareholders are going to be, voting on this deal. Are Marriott shareholders going to support it?
Right.
A JP Morgan analyst was out today suggesting you know, that there's concern they might not. But another analyst was out saying that, you know, he thinks they will.
And,
Paulson and John Paulson, who's an investor, said he would support this.
And I think this shows, too, that in terms of M&A, both and China having more of an international presence in, you know, it shows that both Chinese companies themselves and investors, there's still a feeling out process that has to be done here. Because you're right, Carney. I mean, this is a very odd thing for a company to do within a week, to make that big deal and then turn around, walk away from it. And can you really trust everything you hear out of a Chinese company?
Well,
it's a question.
No,
it has to be a question.
I think
this
would have
been the biggest deal, right? This would have been the
biggest deal in the
from
US
a Chinese company
to
in
the
U.S.
Yeah,
right.
Of a U.S. thing. And I think you're right. It raises questions because immediately, like, the concern with Anbang when they're making this deal is CFIUS. Okay, are they politically going to be able to get this
right
through? And now you're taking this point, like, on a big deal, a Chinese company bid and then walked away. Is that going to, for the next time this happens, is the U.S. target going to say, no, we're going to go with the buyer that we know will complete the deal?
Right, right. All right, let's leave it there because we all have to run here. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at wsj.com/podcast.